News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 78. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Wayne County Health Department announced two new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, females in their 20s and 50s. The county had 320 total cases. 8 people were hospitalized, 49 were isolating at home, and 256 had recovered. In the daily report from the Illinois Department of Public Health, officials stated a male in his 50s from Wayne County with a lab-confirmed case had passed away. However, no indication of a death was present on the county report, as its count of people with lab-confirmed cases who passed away remained at 7. Hamilton County announced 5 cases: a male teen, male in his 50s, female in her 50s, and males in their 60s and 70s. Hamilton County had 82 total cases, 7 of which were active and in isolation at home. 2 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. The IDPH announced 1,853 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 14 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 303,394 cases and 8,805 deaths. Wabash County added 4 cases to reach 180 total, and White County added 2 to reach 192. Jefferson County announced 48 cases over the weekend, including 24 yesterday. Of the 48 cases, 21 were related to a single long-term care facility. The county sat at 729 total cases. Marion County added 34 over the weekend and sat at 642 overall. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for September 28th through October 4th was 3.4%. The southern region's rate was 5.8% on October 2nd, up from 5.7% on the 1st. More news next.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You kept your family on track because you planned everything. Well, almost everything. You planned your way through life, but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make: your funeral arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. They encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decision with pre-arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
In other news, the Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council Monday night voted to employ Cody Brown of Mount Carmel as Albion's newest police officer. The hiring of Brown will bring the force up to 3 full-time police officers and Chief Mike Judge. Brown will report for duty on November 18th. The council, under old business, agreed to pass a sidewalk ordinance, which states the city may provide labor to repair sidewalks with prior approval from the council. Otherwise, a property owner would need to pay for labor and materials. The council heard that the city attorney Brian Schinkel is awaiting a survey information from the tax assessor's office to finish the vacating of an alley on North 6th Street. There was some discussion on the sidewalk grant for new sidewalks leading to the Uptown area from Champion Laboratories. More information is being gathered for the Elm Street grant also to replace the pavement. Mayor Wes Harris told the council that due to the COVID illness, the new trash receptacles have been delayed and will not be delivered until sometime in December, according to Sunrise Sanitation. He also reminded aldermen of the upcoming spring election. Positions up for election this spring include the position of mayor, city clerk, and alderman. Alderman Stewart, Hodson, and Spears seats will be up for re-election this spring. Mayor Harris also announced that the Christmas parade will be held on December 12th at 5 p.m. Under new business, the council discussed the fence at the Albion Cemetery with no action taken. Bid specifications will be obtained for next month's meeting. Some discussion about vacating an alley on North 8th Street was also discussed, however, no action taken yet. Reporting for the news leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Fairfield Public School District 112 will conduct parent-teacher conferences at Northside and Center Street on October 28th, 29th, and as needed on the 30th. Conferences will be held from 2:15 to 7 on the 28th and from 2:15 to 6:30 on the 29th. They will be offered in person or via phone or virtual options. Dates and times will be arranged with the teachers, and grades will be issued at the conferences or mailed to homes. School will not be in session for student attendance on October 30th or November 2nd, and there will be no school on November 3rd in observance of Election Day. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, families must enter and exit the buildings at specific locations and times, and only the student plus two parents or guardians will be allowed to attend. All participants must wear a face covering, certify temperature, and screen for symptoms upon arrival. Anyone with questions should call Northside at 842-6501 or Center Street at 842-2679. This is National 4-H Week, and the theme this year is Opportunity for All. The Opportunity for All campaign was created by the National 4-H Council to support the 4-H program and identify solutions to eliminate the opportunity gap affecting nearly 55 million kids across America. Locally, the Wayne County 4-H doesn't have many events on the schedule, as it isn't officially meeting, but it does have a series of focuses for each day this week. Today calls for promotion of 4-H projects by word of mouth and posts on social media. Tomorrow is 4-H Spirit Day. People can post photos on the University of Illinois Extension Wayne County 4-H Facebook page or send Yvette Anderson a Snapchat wearing 4-H shirts or doing 4-H work. Thursday will feature a kitty litter drive for the Wayne County Humane Society. Donations should be taken directly to the Humane Society, and people can then post a photo of the donation to the 4-H Facebook page. Friday calls for 4-H'ers to take a plate of 4-H cookies to any local business that supports the county's 4-H program with a thank you note, and it also provides an opportunity to thank individual club leaders. IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says the Illinois Department of Public Health and state leadership should consider and share key benchmarks that must be met in order for the IHSA to offer more sports.
Yeah, that point is critical to us, and as we've asked the question of IDPH and the governor's office for those metrics and what it would take for us to have a resumption, we just haven't gotten answers to those, and that's why we think you're right. You've laid out the dates here. We have a short time frame of where we would like to have a resumption of those types of sports, or medium and possibly high-risk sports, and so we'll continue to work towards trying to gather that information and what metric we're trying to hit, if that exists. And to date, we haven't gotten that answer.
The winter sports season for basketball and wrestling is scheduled to begin on November 16th. It's mating season for deer, so the Illinois Department of Transportation is urging drivers to be more careful on the road. Kim Howard has the story.
More than 40% of all crashes involving deer occur in October, November, and December. IDOT's Paul Wapple says that's why it's a good idea to pay close attention as you're driving.
We want to remind drivers to keep a watchful eye out. Remember, don't veer for deer. That's kind of what we say is the cardinal rule. You know, it's instinctive to swerve, but do your best to hang on and, you know, not to drive, of course, into oncoming traffic. Could increase the severity of a crash. If you see a deer, please, you know, slow down. Prepare for the unexpected. You know, a deer may stop in the middle of the road or double back. And they can, you know, deer can flourish in like I said, rural, suburban, urban environments. It doesn't matter. And if a collision is inevitable, try to glance your vehicle off the deer and avoid swerving into the opposite lanes of traffic.
Counties with the most deer collisions include Cook, Madison, Sangamon, and Will. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois State Police have launched a tracking system for rape kits that will allow sexual assault survivors to track evidence in new cases. ISP rolled out the system in August, and it runs alongside laboratories that analyze DNA evidence. Reports from Chicago indicate the system was supposed to launch last year, but it was delayed for various reasons. Survivors will be given a case number for the system, which will allow them to track their evidence. Advocates say the new system can boost accountability and be a supportive tool for survivors. Today's crude oil price is $32.25. That's up $2.25 from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $39.17. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be Fairfield Public School District 112 Superintendent Dr. Scott England. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner, Mike Dreef, and Tom Levine. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Your professional Pekin Insurance Agency, Tucker Hallam Insurance, Wayne City, specializes in families. From auto accidents to home disasters to that very memorable first day of college, you'll have peace of mind with insurance from your Pekin Insurance Agency, putting you and your family first with insurance coverage for your home, auto, life, health, or business, and at competitive rates that will fit your individual needs. Call your Pekin Insurance Agency, Tucker Hallam Insurance, today, going beyond the expected.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graverpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Wayne City resident Jerry Thomas Alford died on Friday. Jerry Alford is survived by two sons, three grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Services with full military honors for Jerry Alford will be held at 1 o'clock this afternoon at St. Mary's Cemetery. Interment will follow. Huey Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old West Salem resident Charles Moss died on Saturday. Charlie Moss is survived by his children, Bill Moss, Julie Rigg, and Brian Moss, brother Don, six grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Services with military rites for Charlie Moss will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the Oakview Heights Activity Fund, the Edwards County Senior Citizens, or the Moravian Cemetery Fund. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Grayville resident Lawana Sue Wolf died on Saturday. Sue Wolf is survived by daughters Shannon Mathis and Charlie Boren, siblings Ron Wilson, Jack Wells, and Barbara Moore, six grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. A celebration of life service for Sue Wolf will be held at a later date. Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 78. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
It's time for a Tuesday check of sports. Junior high baseball action from Monday. Sisney wins 10-0 over Jasper Jeff to win the championship at the SIJHSAA Class S Regional. Sisney now moves on to the Class S State Tournament at Pinckneyville, where they'll play Altamont Lutheran at 5 p.m. Wednesday. NFL action from last night. Chiefs win 26-10 over the Patriots. Packers beat the Falcons 30-16. Major League Baseball AL Division Series got underway Monday. The Astros beat the A's 10-5. Yankees topped the Rays 9-3. Adam Wainwright is giving broadcasting a try. The Cardinals starter will be part of the Marlins-Braves Division Series Game 1 broadcast today on FS1. Wainwright will join a broadcast team that includes former teammate A.J. Pierzynski and play-by-play man Adam Amin. The 39-year-old is coming off a season where he finished 5-3 with a 3.15 ERA. A private funeral service is scheduled for later this week for Cardinals legend Bob Gibson in Omaha, Nebraska. The 9-time All-Star and 2-time World Series champion died last Friday at the age of 84 following a battle with pancreatic cancer. The 2020 NHL first-year entry draft begins tonight. The draft will be held virtually with the New York Rangers making the first pick. The LA Kings and Ottawa Senators round out the top three selections. Blues have 7 picks overall. Their first selection is in round 1 at number 26. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is calling for teams to rededicate themselves to following COVID-19 protocols after recent outbreaks disrupted the schedule. He warned teams in a memo that future league discipline could include lost draft picks or forfeiting a game. On the schedule today, in high school golf, FCHS boys play at the Class 1A Mount Carmel Regional. In high school tennis, FCHS is at Salem. The NL Division Round opens today as the Dodgers meet the Padres and the Braves face the Marlins in Major League Baseball. In the American League, the Astros play the A's and the Yankees take on the Rays. The NBA Finals resume tonight as the Lakers take on the Heat in Game 4. The Lakers lead the best-of-seven series 2-1. And the Las Vegas Aces take on the Seattle Storm in Game 3 of the WNBA Finals. The Storm lead the best-of-five series 2-0. That is a Tuesday check of sports. Your classic hits Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high 78. Clear tonight, low 50. For tomorrow, sunshine, high 85. Mostly sunny, 82 on Thursday. For Friday, sunshine, high 82. And the outlook for Saturday, scattered showers with the high 78. Overnight low 41, yesterday's high was 68. Currently, humidity at 90%, winds are calm, and the pressure at 30.09. Clear skies right now, we've got 43 here at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.